This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Welcome, everyone. This week's parasha is Parashas Chukas, and the Haftarah that we read is from the Sefer Shoftim. It speaks about Yiftach HaGiladi, and it speaks about his relation with Eretz Moav and Eretz Bnei Amon. In fact, in the Haftarah, it says Yiftach HaGiladi says to the king of Amon that Klal Yisrael did not take the land of Moav and the land of Amon, and they only wanted to pass through. But basically, Sichon and Moav went out to war against Klal Yisrael, and we had no choice. So this is the subject of this week's parasha, the war against Sichon and Moav. But the Haftarah begins with an individual by the name of Yiftach HaGiladi. It says, V'Yiftach HaGiladi Aya Gibar Chayav Hu Ben Isha Zayna Vayoled Gilad Es Yiftach. Okay, so what does it mean that Yiftach HaGiladi, he was a mighty warrior, and he was the son of an Isha Zayna? I mean, for real, Yiftach's a chashuv guy. His mother was a Zayna. Why are we calling her a Zayna? What does Zayna even mean? So the Targum says she was a pundakis. Pundakis means she was an innkeeper. Okay, so why do I need to know her profession? And let's say she sold life insurance. It would have said, V'yiftach HaGiladi, Hayagibra Chayav, Hu Ben Isha, Shamachar, Shmiras HaChayav. You know, why do I need to know her mother's profession? If Zayna means she was a pundakis, who could care less what her mother did? So there's a very interesting Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Maaseh. We very rarely get an opportunity to learn Parshas Maaseh. Maybe Matos, but Maaseh, you know, forget it. And Rabbeinu Bechaye, and to know this pasuk in Shoftim, the opening pasuk of the Haftarah, you need to know Rabbeinu Bechaye in the beginning of Parshas, at the end of Parshas Maaseh. It talks about Abbas Yoyreshes Nachala. Now, how could Abbas be Yoyresh Nachala? A girl does not inherit her father. A girl does not get an inheritance, but what if there are no boys? There are no boys. So you'll ask, but that's not fair. It's not fair that the Torah gives Nachla to a ben and not to a bas. Nobody said that. This is what Hashem writes, that a ben gets Yerusha and a bas does not. But if there are no banim, then the bas gets. Shelo haya ben la'aviya achar shein chalos aretz. There is no son. And that's what it means, bas yoreshes nachala, because there are no banim. Al kein omar hakos of pam shenis. Therefore, the pasuk says another time, v'loy sistoiv nachala. Now, originally, the shvatim did not marry one into the other. This way, because of the danger of marrying one into another, is if a woman marries into another shevet, it's not an issue. She's not going to inherit her father anyway. But if she's an only daughter, she'll inherit her father. Then when she dies, her banim, let's say her husband's from Asher and she's from Zavulun, then the land of Zavulun will go to Asher. And the Torah says, V'loy sistoiv nachala. Umitam ze hoya haminog b'Yisrael. That's what the custom in the Jewish people was, bebas yoreshes, when a girl inherited, kishetavar al ze. When she violates this, the tirtzul yinazir shevet acher, shahayu koirin oysa, Zayna. What's a Zayna? A woman who marries out of the Shevet. Now the truth is, not every time is she a Zayna, only if what?
She's only
a child. Only daughter. Or she's only of, I don't know, let's say there are five daughters, like the Melech Slavchad, they all inherit. So no, when there are no boys. When there are no boys, she can't marry out. But if there are boys, she wouldn't be a Zayna. Listen to this. V'zehu she'kasuf v'yiftach ha'giladi ha'yogibar chayav hu ben isha Zayna. Her mother wasn't a Zayna. She wasn't. Ki ima isha yiftach ha'yisa basi reshes nachla. She was a woman who was a daughter without boy, and there were no brother siblings. V'nasal shevet acher. Ki ena kavana Zayna mamish chas v'shalom v'chein tergim yoynasan. So that's a very interesting interpretation. She's a stranger. She became estranged from her shevet. She became estranged from her shevet.
When did they change the minhag in Tu B'Av? When did that take place? That the shvatim were able to marry to each other? Historically, was that before Yiftach? When was it?
When did they? After, it must have been after. I mean, if we're calling her a Zoyna, right?
No, I understand.
Oh, you mean the Minog?
When? Said that was one of the things in Tu B'Av, that the Shvat were.
They began marrying each other, right?
So when did that, when was that?
Not sure. But
obviously, according to this, it has to be afterwards, but you don't know the
Tariq. I don't know. But it says that's the meaning that she was a Zoyna. It doesn't mean she was promiscuous, it means she married out of the tribe. Now, what does Rabbeinu B'chaye mean, V'chein Targum Yoinasan? Because we know that the Targum on Navi is Targum Yoinasan Ben Uziel. The Targum on Chumash is not Targum Yoinasan Ben Uziel. It's Unklas. And Targum Yoinasan Ben Uziel is not Yoinasan Ben Uziel. It's Targum Yushalmi. And what's Targum Yushalmi? A different version of Talmud Yushalmi, Targum Yushalmi. But regular Targum on Navi is Targum Yoinasan. So now the question is that... Now the question is that what does Rabbeinu B'chaye mean? B'chein Targum Yoinasan. We just spoke out that the Targum on Navi calls her a pundakis, an innkeeper, not a basi reshes nachala. So in the Hagois and Rabbeinu B'chaye from Rav Chaim Doiv Shevel, he brings that in our Targum Yoinasan, this is not extant. This is not the case. Ella, but rather when the Rabbeinu B'chaye says that the Targum Yoinasan translates Zoina as bas yereshes nachala, he means the Targum of the Tosefta. Because if you look in the Targum of the Tosefta, that's quoted by the Radak. He says, "Hi ni musahu bi Yisrael milakadmin." There was an ancient custom. Not to transfer inheritance from one Sheva to the next. And a man was not able to marry a woman not from a Sheva. If a woman loved a man, not from her shevet, have a nafka mi beinasha b'loy achasanta. Basically, they would send her out of her father's house without any inheritance. V'hava anshi koren loy pundakisa derachim agavah d'loy meshavta. We would call her a zoyna. Why was she a zoyna? She's a zoyna. She loves a man, not from her shevet. The same way, if you, what would you call a Jewish person who loved a Gentile? A zoyna. So if you love someone from Zavulon, you're a Zoyna. Right. Stick to your tribe.
Rabbi,
we believe in...
The Torah talks about a Zoyna, somebody who commits an Avodah.
No, the Torah doesn't. The Torah, now, this is the Torah, and the Torah is saying...
But in the Chumash, the Chumash Torah,
yeah,
they talk about a Zoyna.
That's one time. Zoyna just, mean, no, just
it
means that... It means to go out. It means to go out. It means to go out. So let's see the Radak. Let's see the Radak. The Radak says, Ben Isha Zoyna, Ben Pilegesh Gilad Haya. She was the son of, what it means that she was an Isha Zoyna, it means she was the son of the Pilegesh of Gilad. Meaning, Yiftach HaGiladi. What does it mean, Yiftach HaGilad? His father was Gilad. And he was the son of a Zoyna. That means it wasn't really his mother. It was his mother, but she wasn't really married to Gilad. She was his concubine. That's the first pshat of the Radak. Lefisha eina imbaila b'ksuva u'kedushin. A concubine is a woman who you're allowed to have relations with, but it's not a formal union with kedushin and ksuba.
Why did they call her Pelegesh and not a Zoyna?
Because it's the same thing, basically, right? In other words, a Zoyna is basically a formal, Pelegesh is a formal Zoyna. Right, it's like a legalized zayna. That's what a pilegish is. There's no kedushin, there's no ksuba. It's just a legislated zayna. That's basically what it is. The afa pishim yuchedasloi. She's designated. She's my zayna. That's what the Radak is saying. Not mine personally. What?
It's only in the American way you have a designation.
I know that's cool.
Okay, weiter. The yoinasan tergum pundakisa. Yonasan translates it as innkeeper. Kamosha tergum gam kein rachav hazoina pundakisa. Oy huha inyan ba'atzmai. Or an innkeeper is a zoina. I mean, why would a woman be an innkeeper? Well, what's she doing that for? She could get a normal job. She could be a seamstress. Why is she an innkeeper? Because she's a zoina. Ki hazoina kamaya pundagagas. She's a shemaf keres atzma. But then he quotes the Tosefta. With a targum shall Tosefta da, he ni musa havas be Yisrael. There was a rule in Klal Yisrael Milkadmin of old, loy mistachara achasanta mishuvta oshuvta, that the inheritance should not go from tribe to tribe. Uvachin lo have a yachal gavra lamesav itzad loy mishuvta, and a man was therefore not able to marry a woman not from her shevet. V'chad havas itzad derachama gavra loy mishuvta. If a woman loved a man outside of her shevet, have a nafkum bein nasha, they would send her out b'loy achasanta v'have a anshe korin loy pundekisa derachimas gavra loy mishuvta. That's what happened to Yiftach's mother. She loved a man outside of her shevet. V'doyme, it would seem ki hitzrichu kozel matargim, that the matargim needs all of this. Lefisha Amar, because he said, leitinchal beveis avinu, do not inherit to the house of my father, ki ben isha acheres ata. Okay, this is the pshat that we're going to focus on. The pshat of the Targum of Tosefta, that the reason why Yiftach's mother is called a Zoyna is because she married a man outside of her Shevet. So comes the Kli Yakar, not to be confused with the Ephraim of Linshitz, the Kli Yakar on Chumash. There's a different parish on Navi called the Kli Yakar. And he's going to have the following question. And that is, there are many women in Tanakh that married men outside of their Shevet. The mother of Shimshon, his father was from Dan, his mother was from a different Shevet. She's not called a Zoyna. If you're going to say that every time a woman marries a man from outside the Shevet, she's a Zoyna, so why do we Davka hurl this title on the mother of Yiftach? She's not the only woman who ever married outside of Shevet. There are many instances in Tanakh where it says the father's from one Shevet, the mother's from another Shevet. So the Kli Yakar quotes Radak, that the Radak brings up shat that the mother was a Pilegesh, so why is she called a Zoyna? Because at the end of the day, that's what a Pilegesh is. And then he quotes the translation of the Tosefta. And then the Kli Yakar asks the following question. Look in the second paragraph. Uladivrei ha-Tosefta hazu kasha tuva. According to this Tosefta, it's very difficult. Masha amru chazal b'rabba parashas Nasai perosh gabe shimshain. There's a medrash rabba in parashas Nasai by Shimshain. It says, Einoi oimer mishevet. It doesn't say what shevet. Ela mi mishpachas hadani. Melamed shahoya aviv midan v'imoy shal manoach mihuda. From here we see that his father was from Dan, and his mother was from Yehuda. No. So, it's interesting. We have a tradition that Mashiach, the father will be from Yehuda, and the mother will be from Dan. And Shimshon also had the power of Mashiach. Because it says, Dan Yadin Amoi Ka'achad Shivte Yisrael. Dan, someone who comes from Dan, namely Shimshon, will judge his people like one of the Shivte Yisrael. I had the privilege in January to be in Eretz Yisrael, and I went to the kever of Shimshon HaGibar. It's an unbelievable, a rugged terrain. It was up a mountain, it was a quarry. It was near Beit Shemesh. Once you drive near Ramat Beit Shemesh, there's signs for the kever of a Dun. I went to Dun's kever and to Shimshon's kever. Shimshon's kever is on the top of a mountain. Unbelievable view. And I saw Eliyahu HaNavi was there. He was blowing a shofar, a very, very long shofar. And there were other mysterious figures there as well at the time that I'll tell you off the camera. So we took a car, but we took the wrong road. So it was like a road that was meant for trucks for the quarry.
Off-road.
And it was unbelievable. I went with my friend and cousin, it was quite amazing. So, Reb Zev Tiberg. So here we have that Shimshon was from his father from Dan and his mother from Yehuda. That's why he's compared to Yehuda. And his mother was from Yehuda. And Maya Manoach was Dan and his wife from Yehuda. So Shimshon came from Shevet Dan and from Shevet Yehuda. Shekach amar ime de Shimshon hatzalafuni. Basically, the Medrash says that his mother was from Yehuda. And according to this, Slafafunis. Yeah. And according to this, says Aftazu, Im Kain Hayu Roi Likrin L'Manayach Ben Zayna. We should call Manayach a Ben Zayna. Meaning, Manayach also came from someone whose father was Dan and his mother was Yehuda. So we should say, Manayach was a Ben Zayna. The Chin Shimshon, we should call him a Ben Zayna. Why? The Imem Yehuda Hatzlaf Lafuni. So it's a big kasha. If, according to Rabbeinu Bachaye, you know what a Zayna is? A Zayna is someone who marries someone out of their Shevet. So why are we giving Yiftach this great Yichus? What about Manayach? What about Shimshon? You could say Yenachanami. Manayach was a Ben Zayna, and Shimshon was a Ben Zayna. Well, it's a tayelas to say that Shimshon was a Ben Zayna and Manayach is a Ben Zayna. So you say, and what's a tayelas to call Yiftach a Ben Zayna? But the Ben Avi Manayach. Therefore, it doesn't even say who Manayach's father was. V'Shimshon ki kanes girula say siva l'mash shegarshu achir. So the answer is ein echanami. Manayach is a Ben Zayna, and Shimshon is a Ben Zayna. But who cares? Well, of what relevance is that? So why does it say by Yiftach, the Yiftach HaGalad was a Ben Zayna? So the Kli Yakar says, Ki kan hizkir Allah say siba l'mash gershu achiv anshe Gilad. We're trying to explain, why did the people of Gilad chase Yiftach away? And you know what the answer is? Part of the reason is that they didn't like his ichus. He wasn't one of them. His father was from Gilad, but his mother was from a different tribe. Va'anshe Gilad ubarach Yiftach l'fishas imay kriya zayna. They harassed him. When they said, they were saying, you come from a woman from a different tribe. But I don't like that reason, says the Kli Yakar. I'm going to tell you my reason.
Where are you now? Which one?
I'm in the Kli Yakar.
No, which one? How many from the bottom?
In about six lines from the bottom. V'hanochain loymar. What seems correct is to say, Tichshehoish toiveya oisa. When a man wants her, claims her, even if she's from a different shevet, it's the manner of a man to go after the woman. There's nothing wrong with that. If the man is interested in her, and she's from a different tribe, she's not a zayna. Why is she a zayna? We know the rule. The Gemara says in Kedushin. Why does it say Ha'isha Niknes? It says the man follows the woman. The man marries the woman. The wife doesn't look for the man looks for the wife. The philosophical concept is when God created man, he took out the rib, took out a side, and he made the woman. So the woman is considered lost. Okay? And the man is supposed to find her. Later in life, the man's the one who sometimes gets lost, but that's a different story. But the man is considered found, and the woman is considered lost. And the man has to find her. Now, when you lose something, do your car keys come to you, or you go to your car keys? The answer is, what? You have to search for your. Speaking of the car keys, I hope I took the right one. You have to look for your car keys, and your car keys will not look for you. Likewise, a man is supposed to look for his wife. The wife doesn't look for him. So, if the man is from Zavula and he chooses a woman from Asher, she's not a Zoyna. The man found him. But if the woman is from Zavulon and he's from Asher and she wants him, that's crossing the party lines. That's not proper. That's a Zayna. So that's the difference. The difference is by Yiftach HaGiladi, Yiftach's mother wanted his father, so she's a Zayna. Shimshon's mother didn't want the father. Manoach's mother didn't want the father. So he says, Ve'im b'kachklam, Achen kisho isha, shemishevet acher, hi ha-toivas, when she's the one claiming him, az genai hula v'ikrena zayna, v'achi dayik lashana. It's meduyik in the Tosefta. Remember the Tosefta we read says that when a woman from a shevet loves a man from a different shevet, why does it use that expression? Say if a man from shevet A, he is interested in her. The kamar v'chadhavas itza derechama gavra delem b'shivta v'have inchi karele pundekisa. We call her an innkeeper. Derechima gavra delem b'shivta tala inyan beisha. It hinges it on the woman. K'shiyah heves. Baal, to let me shift on, when she loves a guy from a different shevet, al kshayish oyev, v'leikach isha, mishevet achi, eno genai. U'manoyach, and his father, they loved Nashim from Shevet Yehuda. Good choice, you know? If you can't be from Yehuda, at least marry someone from Yehuda. So it was a good choice that he made. But if she's the one who wanted Gilad, so she is called a Zayna, says the Kli Yakar. I don't remember learning inside a piece from the Kli Yakar on Navi before. This is a pretty lamdasha piece. Now they're based on the Tosefta quoted by Rabbeinu Achaye, that Yiftach's mother was a Zayna because she married out of the tribe, but not so fast. It's only when she marries him, not when he marries her.
And that would apply to even a woman inside the tribe that marries a man from inside
the
tribe?
No.
Why?
No.
She's going after the man.
It happens.
That when a woman goes after a man, she's a zoner.
Look,
it should apply
usually the man is the more assertive party in the family. As Rav Miller used to say, and people have to realize that marriage is not an equal partnership. The man is the captain and the woman is the first mate. If they're two equal partners, there's something it goes haywire. People don't want to hear that. People don't accept that. That's the source of issues. But sometimes you have the opposite in some households. The woman's in charge and he's the first mate. And if it works for him, if he's good with it, we're not saying anything. You know, that's the way people are. You know, whatever works. You gotta live life with what works. You know. But, so she sought him out. Okay, gesundheit kol hakavod. But if she seeks out a guy from that's already crossing the party line.
No, but you need both.
Yeah, I agree.
You need both points.
Yeah.
Ben Sheva, because the Nakla moves over. So his question is irrelevant. In the same shape.
But what's the point? What's the philosophy behind it?
The woman shouldn't go after the man. It should apply anywhere.
No, yes, you're right. But the whole period she had and the
The answer is it's more blatant when she goes. Well, she ventures very far out.
Yeah, you both have to be there.
Yeah. You have to say that. I mean, he has a kasha. Why does it call Gila a Zayna and they're not called a Zayna?
Ruth a Zayna because she went after Boaz?
She didn't go after, he told the girl.
She was a Moavia, so forget about it. You're completely out of it.
She didn't go. She was
a Zayna? She went after Boaz. But she went after him. Boaz didn't go seek her out. She went after Boaz. But she went after Boaz.
She didn't go. She was told what to do.
She didn't have to listen.
My answer is, I would say, based on what we just said, that even though the philosophy is when she goes after him, but we need another factor. It has to be outside of the tribe. Why outside of the tribe? Because realize, you're really venturing far. Because you're going to be taking your father's, your heritage, the heritage of your family, and you're moving it outside of the family. That's a very far venture. But she's a Giyara, she has nothing anyway. So she's not taking any, right? So maybe that would be a good answer. Look at number 7. So now the Chida, in his commentary to the Haftarah, quotes the Kli Yakar. I don't know, this came out of nowhere this year. I just found it interesting. You know? It was interesting to me that to understand the Pasuk in the Navi, there's like a random line in Rabbeinu Bechaye at the end of Parshas Maaseh. Okay.
We needed this shir after the philosophical shir we had.
I know, right?
That was very deep. We need something a lot lighter.
Yeah. So, the Chida in the Tzavarei Shalal, he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaye in Parshas Maaseh, that it used to be in Klal Yisrael, the minigwa is that a daughter that inherits, when she wants to marry a man that's out of the tribe, we call her a Zayna, and she's mafsed the Nachla Beisavia, and this is what it means, Yiftach HaGiladi, that she's a Ben Isha Zayna. Doesn't mean a Zayna Mamish, it means she went out of the tribe. By the way, he quotes that the Maharshach showed me that the Rajma and Achuva and Chelek Beis, called Taldos Adam, he brings this in the name of the Targum. Fine. And the truth is, Zoyna then means the simple interpretation. It's not an innkeeper. It means to veer off, it's just a borrow turn. Now, he says, I saw the Kli Yakar, who asks on the Tosefta, the Matzinu Manoyach Veshimshain. So So the Chida gives a different answer. The Chida says, very pashat, you don't have to say only when the woman goes after the man. Remember, he gave two answers. One answer is that the truth is they were all zainas, but it wasn't irrelevant to other people. Right. It was only relevant here. Or only Yiftach's mother was a zaina because she went after him. It has nothing to do with her or who goes after who. Yiftach's mother, she married out of the tribe. But she was an only daughter, so it was a problem for her to marry out of the tribe.
Because the whole Yerusha would go out of the tribe.
Right, because Yerusha would be left. But Shimshon's mother, Manoach's mother, they married out of the tribe, but they had brothers. So again, you need both factors. You don't have to say, you see, in the Kliyaka, you're saying we need a few factors. We need her to go after him, and we need it to be Shevet to Shevet. The Chidah said, you forgot about the most important factor. The most important factor is, she has to be the only daughter. If she's not the only daughter, then the mother's not a Zayna. Right,
so
that's a simple.
It's based on economics.
Yeah, the job.
Right, but there's a certain loyalty to it. There's a certain svara to it. Right, we want to keep Nachla Zavula and where it is. Okay.
If she's the only daughter, right, and if they
or other daughters as well,
son,
right,
then the Nachla still goes stays inside the Shevet.
Right, so she can marry off.
No problem.
Right,
but if she has and if there are no other children. Doesn't the Yerusha then go to the brothers and the sisters?
Yeah. No, it goes to the closest male relative. So it's only when there are no male relatives that it goes to the girls, like by the Menei Slavchai.
So she has to be the only daughter and no other male relatives?
It doesn't have to be the only daughter, but let's say there are two daughters, or three daughters, or four daughters, then the Nachla will go to their husband. And if he's from a different Shevet, it will be transferred to a different Shevet, yeah.
What's the idea of this? Since it only lasts a few hundred years,
why are there shvatim? Every you know, there's a concept. Every shevet has a different personality. What was the purpose? You know, it's a subject in and of itself. Every shevet had a degel. They were on different teams. They were, you know, they were fundamentally different. I would say it's not good that we're all together. No. Achdus. What's Achdus? I don't believe. They're different. I have a question. If you're a father, you want all your kids to be exactly the same?
No.
You want them, even though different personalities and different talents, they're all united in a common cause. But it's a bigger Kiddush Hashem when there's. Achdus is the most abused concept in Judaism. Achdus. What do you mean, Achdus? Sfaradim and Ashkenazim are different. You know.
If you're Yehudi and Sheman, they're not the same.
I have a question.
Shema, you got killed, you did this and this. It brings confusion.
No, just the opposite. In marriage, Achdus, where we both cook, we both clean, we both go to shul, we both sit together, we both daven Shema. No, we have different jobs. Okay, it's a different subject. Hatoisefta, the Matzina Manach, Vashimsha, and the Hoysa, Ima, Mishavit Acher, the Mkain, Yu, Nekram, Ben Isha, Zaina, the Nilchak, Vachilag, Ainsham, Loy Koshamidi. The Tosefta is talking about a daughter who inherits. It was widespread in Klal Yisrael. If the girl was from a different Shevet, you would still marry her as long as she had brothers. The minug was only if she's Bas Yoreshes, you wouldn't marry her. We weren't that separate. I couldn't marry a girl from a different Shevet if she was an only daughter. But if she had brothers, of course they would always marry because she's not a Bas Yoreshes Nachala. Advarm Pshutim. You don't have to say he goes after her, she goes after him. There's no chiluk. It's all about Bas Yoreshes. Emor Mayata, Neshei Manoyach. The wife of Manoach and his sons and daughters, they didn't inherit, and therefore there's no problem. But Aval Bas Yoreshes, even though, by the way, it's only in the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu that a girl was not allowed to marry out of the tribe if she didn't have siblings. And after that it was Mutter, but the Minug was not to do it. And therefore we would call her a Zoyna, despite the fact that it was Mutter. Even though it was only that generation, that it said, V'loi Tisav Nachala, like it says in Baba Basra. Now, what's the reason why only that generation the custom was, only that generation there was an iser for an only daughter to marry out of the tribe? He says, like based on Rabbeinu Bechai, who said close proximity, before they entered Eretz Yisrael, there was some type of Kabbalistic reason of the for the koychos al yainim to keep the tribes completely separate, which no longer was relevant once they entered Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so Bita Zamei, we have a very interesting approach. Wow. That the mother of Yiftach is called a Zoyna. Either she was an innkeeper, or according to the Pshat of Tosefta, she married out of the tribe, which the Kli Yakar asks on that, well, if that's the case, then why don't we call Eshes the mother of Shimshayna Zayna, the mother of Manoach Zayna, and the Kli Yakar differentiates between who marries who. If he marries her, she's okay. If she marries him, it's a problem. And the Chida says, no, it's only an issue when it's a Basi Reshes Nachala. If she's not a Basi Reshes Nachala, there ain't no problem. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.